USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is ordering emergency medical facilities be set up in areas hit hard by the coronavirus.
Today I'm announcing action to help New York, California, and Washington ensure that the National Guard can effectively respond to this crisis. The National Guard, these are tremendous people. They're fully on alert. We've signed what we had to sign, and it's been activated.
FEMA Director Pete Gaynor.
In order to assist with additional needs identified in those areas, the state of New York was approved for a major disaster. Washington State was also approved earlier today. California submitted their request, and the president will consider it immediately. We have medical supplies en route to these states, including respirators, surgical masks, gowns, face shields, coveralls, gloves, with quantities already delivered to both Washington, New York, and California.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A Russian misinformation campaign is going viral on social media. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The White House is responding to rumors that the federal government's about to order a nationwide coronavirus shutdown. Acting Department of Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf tweeting that contrary to such rumors, DHS has no plan to order any such thing. His tweet saying the rumors aren't true, and he's advising everyone to not pay attention to what he calls disinformation campaigns. President Trump has retweeted Wolf's comments today.
Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has tested positive for the novel coronavirus, becoming the first case of COVID-19 in the Senate and raising fears about further transmission of the virus among the Republicans at the Capitol. Paul, who is an eye surgeon, went into quarantine after learning his results. Five senators are now in quarantine, including Mike Lee and Mitt Romney. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A number of Olympic athletes are calling for a postponement of the Tokyo Games. Here's USA's John Hunt with more on the story.
A worldwide group representing Olympic hopefuls is calling on the IOC to postpone the Tokyo Olympics until the coronavirus pandemic is under control. The group called Global Athlete said, as the world unites to limit the spread of COVID-19, the IOC must do the same. This show of solidarity among Olympic hopefuls adds to the dozens of individual athletes who have come out against IOC's current stance, which is to start the games as scheduled on July 24. This is USA Radio News.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has ordered a near lockdown for the state to help stop the spread of the virus. John Clements reports.
The executive order by Governor Phil Murphy impacts nearly all of the 9 million residents of New Jersey to stay at home. It also mandates that all non-essential retail businesses be closed until further notice.
We cannot run the risk of residents from one state simply moving their parties or their shopping habits across state lines.
New Jersey has had 1,327 confirmed cases of the virus, with at least 16 residents of New Jersey succumbing to the coronavirus epidemic. I'm John Clemens.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.